This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Intense fighting continues between Azerbaijani and Armenian forces over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region for a fifth consecutive day. France, Russia, and the United States called for a ceasefire between the two sides. In a joint statement, as co-chairs of the OSCE Minsk group, which is tasked with finding a peaceful solution, the French, the Russians, and the Americans called for an immediate cessation of hostilities between Armenia and Azerbaijan. They also called for leaders of the two countries to commit without delay to resuming substantive negotiations. Armenia and Azerbaijan have dismissed the demands for a truce in the disputed region, where fighting has escalated in recent days to levels not seen since the 1990s. Lebanon and Israel have agreed to a framework for talks on their disputed border. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Lebanon's parliament speaker, Nabih Birri, said on Thursday the talks would be held under the auspices of the United Nations. Washington, which has been mediating to bring the two foes to the negotiating table, welcomed the agreement. Crucially, one of the disputed maritime areas is on the edge of energy-rich waters, and Lebanon's economy desperately needs a boost. It's close to collapse because of a mountain of debt and decades of mismanagement and corruption, compounded by the devastating port blast in August in Beirut. Border tensions flare sporadically over a wall Israel is building along the blue line and the growing arsenal of Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah group, which Israel sees as the biggest threat on its frontier.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA